Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own altar daily. Then join the latest prayer platform. After receiving this audio ministration, Turning Point Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, securing the day spiritually before you step into it. Join us daily via our YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram platform, all at The Real Femi Emmanuel. If you cannot join us live because of time difference, nothing lost. Anytime you wake up in your country or where you are, go to our YouTube and Facebook. Sing the song we sang for the day. Pray the prayer we pray over the day. Prophesy the way we prophesy to the day. And make the sacrifice we made. Every day, Monday to Saturday, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 28th day in October. Please open your hand for prayer and be responding with amen, I receive it. I declare this day as your open heaven day. Open your two hands and raise them up. An open hand lifted means asking God for help. May the help you need and the support you desire reach you on time. I use Deuteronomy 28 verse 12 to pray for everyone today. Let me read it directly into your life and destiny and be responding with amen and receive it. The Lord shall open all unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give you rain. In this season, it will bless the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations and you will not borrow. Amen. You will not borrow. Someone listening to me now is owing very embarrassing and disturbing debt. The debt is putting pressure on you. Resources to pay are not there. You don't even know. The interest is mounting and the trouble from the owner is much. If that is you or any of your loved ones, let me pray. God will move on your behalf. This debt, no matter how it came, shall be removed. God will either make you enjoy outright debt cancellation or forgiveness, reduction to the barest minimum, and then we'll be able to pay the rest with ease, or give you abundant supply for you to pay without stress. Either way, before this time next month, this debt yoke and burden will have been taken off you, canceled correctly in Jesus' name. October 28th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God will give you special birthday blessings and also raise many people to bless you. Listeners, welcome to the second day of our question and answers, sharing knowledge and wisdom. Listen, learn, and apply. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. Please, I need your advice on this matter. A guy met my daughter and promised to marry her by December. He is asking her how many times she had procured abortion. Daddy, is this question really necessary? Your advisor. Wow, no. That's the wrong question to ask from a serious suitor. No. What is he going to do with it? The boy has an agenda. If your daughter will tell her, that is the end of that relationship. That information will stick with him. And we always see your daughter as spoiled, cheap, and wayward in courtship. Everything should be discussed, but not how many abortion procured or how many men slept with you. Marry me as I am and for love. If there is out of wedlock child, it should be disclosed. Previous marriages should not be hidden. Medical condition also. But how many abortion procured and how many sex mates has passed through you, they are not necessary. If he insists, your daughter should drop him. He's not the right man. Next, good morning, Daddy, please. This is urgent. We lost our mom, Media, to illness at age 60. My dad is 67 years old. Our aunt came to join us in taking care of my mother. But while staying with us, she also became a widow. Now, my daddy is saying she wants to marry her so that she can stay close to his in-laws. I don't want to agree with him. My mom is the firstborn. The aunt in question is the secondborn. Please advise us, Daddy. Wow. Oh, no. Daddy shouldn't go that way. It sounds offensive to our culture and tradition to marry two sisters, even though your mother is late. They were of the same mother. How morally right will that be? What will people say? If dad wants to remarry, which is at liberty to do, she should look elsewhere, not his late wife's younger sister. That will not be right. And that is my take. Listeners, send in your own counsel if you have a different perspective to that matter. Next, good day, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I'm a medical doctor with the Federal Civil Service for 15 years now and at the top of my cadre. You always said we should not stay long in service but establish our own business. Have I overstayed in the civil service, and what do you suggest that I do now? Wow. The truth is, many are hearing and listening to my teachings a bit late in their personal life and in their career life. For instance, all the heartbreaking stories about marriages we are hearing here, if they have been connected to open, practical, true to life, not sentimental teaching and counseling and mentoring we receive here, they wouldn't have fallen into those marital traps. Same thing for teaching on entrepreneurship, saving money, growing money, and becoming rich and wealthy. There is no one that cannot be rich and wealthy, provided there was a coach, a teacher, a mentor to show the way on time, to teach financial intelligence early in life. Although I know many people are hearing this late, I still go on teaching it nevertheless. At least they will put their children through, or their young ones. Don't let your children make the mistake you made. Connect them to TPGF. Now, coming to your own question, as a medical doctor, that's a great career. My teaching and counseling has always been, if you're a career person, then build your career to the top. The higher you go in your career, the better remuneration. Then start to save money and start your investment journey. Investment is a journey. And there are many investment opportunities which do not require your personal or physical presence. We call it passive income. Investment into properties, buy, leave it for a while, and sell later with great, great, great profit. Investment into stock market through a stockbroker, into federal bonds, taking your commission upfront for further investment, into fixed deposit with good interest, rolling over with compound interest. So many, and there are business and investment experts you can talk to. They will give you options. One thing you should not do, however, is to put your money in a savings account, not generating any interest. That money will be lost as a result of inflation. Or worse still, put your money in a third party's hand to help you invest it. No, that money will vanish. Also, don't start building residential building you will rent out to tenants. No, one may never realize the cost of the building in one's lifetime. So, doctor, hope you have been saving money over the years and investing it. Staying on salary income alone is not the way. No non-investor will ever be wealthy, and I desire all TPGM members to be rich and wealthy. So shall it be, in Jesus' name. Right, we broadcast it to your contact. Let what is blessing you also bless them. Join us on Turning Point Prayer Hub, as I have explained, every day on our latest prayer platform, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. If you can't join us live due to time difference, anytime you wake up in your country is the morning. Go to our YouTube and Facebook and sing the song we sang. Pray the prayer with a 6 prayer points every day and make the sacrifice we made. Be consistent in addition to Turning Point audio that you are receiving here. We did eye surgery outreach to so many people. I asked the media to send a video clip to our TPGM members. Have you received yours? All TPGM members, let me have comment from you. I want to hear your comment on that eye surgery outreach. Remember, this Friday is our crossover vigil, Friday, October 31, 10 minutes to 12 to 25 minutes after 12. Do not forget. Month is ending, so if you are a monthly titer, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership, and the seed of 10-10-10 we are sowing this month. Do as soon as you receive your income. Don't compromise your tithe and your seed sowing. You are listening to other people's testimonies. If you do what they did, you will get what they got. I speak to your life. Go and blossom and prosper. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day.